This is WSIU in Focus, and I'm Amelia Blakely. To see a visual adaptation of this news feature, go to our webpage at wsiu.org. All it takes is one day for everything in life to change. For Chris Jewell's life, that day came in 1941. He was 17, living in his home country of Norway, when he stayed home from school, which was the University of Oslo. The year prior, Nazi Germany had invaded Norway, and Chris's university opposed the fascist government until the school was raided. Coincidentally, the day Chris had no class was the day the university's president, professors, and all the students they could find were sent to concentration camps. And the students the Nazis couldn't find, they kept looking for.
And I was one of those they were looking for. And that's how I was in hiding.
100 miles away, Chris was at home, in Oresund, when a car came to pick him up to take him to Oslo, to hide at the university president's office.
And I didn't know. Nobody said anything. And the less you can, you know, the less you can reveal, you know.
The Nazis in Norway were looking for the brightest boys to recruit to their ranks, and Chris was the first on their list. From 1939 to 1942, Chris had the highest test scores in the country. But instead of joining the Nazis, Chris joined the underground resistance that had formed in dissent. Chris's wife, Joan, says her husband can remember keeping the only radio in his village, risking his life to report news from the BBC during the Nazi occupation.
And all of a sudden, these Nazis come to the door and knock on the door, and his parents answered the door. But because they couldn't speak any German.
So I walk out, and I said, "So, Svensson, she mine had." And he said, "There's light in the window."
And
I rushed back in, and it took about 15 seconds at the most. Came back out, and I stood at the top of the stairs, and he was walking down. I never felt any anxiety at all. But anxiety was there.
Late one night in hiding, Chris heard a knock on the door, and a voice was asking for him. He thought it was the end of the road, but it was the underground, on a mission to get Chris out of the country. Chris and other Norwegian refugees hid underneath fishing nets on boats, passing by Nazi checkpoints in the cold northern sea until he reached the coast of Sweden.
And to be dramatic, it was 4 o'clock in the morning when we arrived. They put me on an island. I fell asleep, and when I woke up, somebody in uniform stood looking down at me. It was a Swedish policeman welcoming me to freedom. And that's after 5 years of being under Nazi occupation. So the idea of being in freedom was fantastic.
From Sweden, Chris traveled to England and there joined the Norwegian Air Force as a cartographer during World War II. After the war, he immigrated to the U.S. on a scholarship to Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. He studied psychology and ended up receiving his Ph.D. in educational philosophy. In America, he met Joan. They married and had two little girls, Bonnie and Kitty. In the early 70s, the Jewels moved to Carbondale, and Chris began teaching at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Kitty moved back a few years ago to take care of her aging parents, who are now in their late 80s and mid-90s. Once she moved back, she began spending time in the local community and found her father to be one of the original activists for social justice causes in the region, including the Special Olympics and the fight against HIV and AIDS. In the spring of 2018, Chris was selected to be the first Allied veteran to be honored by the Honor Flight Network. The network is a group that flies veterans to Washington, D.C. to be celebrated for their bravery with an honorary ceremony and dinner. A few days before Chris was to take his flight, he fell and broke his hip. Later in the hospital, after treatment, he suffered a stroke. Kitty says the doctors gave him a day.
He would live a day, and, you know, it's been over a year now.
The sound you hear in the background is the breathing machine that now helps Chris breathe when his body has trouble. In the rectangled living room, Chris lays in a bed, facing the TV and front window. What was once the dining room table is now the supply table of disinfecting wipes, adult diapers, medical equipment, lotions, nutrient supplements, and medication. Throughout the day, people with the Department of Rehab Services come and help Joan take care of Chris while Kitty's at work. Occasionally, old friends or students of Chris's come by and spend time with their passing friend. Joan says some days are stressful and difficult as the toll of taking care of her husband starts to wear. But throughout it all, Joan and Kitty say Chris has been the one showing the resilience.
He's teaching people how to be accepting of their circumstances, which is helping me be accepting of, you know, this is how our life is going to be, you know, and how fortunate we are.
For a year, the Jewel family has watched the man whose name they bear slowly pass gracefully. And in this transition from life to death, Chris Jewel is teaching his family how to take care of life in its final stages. For WSIU and Focus, I'm Amelia Blakely.